and welcome to our listeners down in KSDP in Sandpoint. I got to get used to this. I'm just a little bit off. Can't listen to myself because there's a nasty echo. So we're just going to wing this as you are now listening to live coverage of Elks Invitational Tournament here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska. I'm Wesley Foster, and this is a solo event here. I'm all by myself, so I've had years and years of experience at this, fumbling around with all the paperwork and everything. You're listening to Elks Invitational coverage on KSDP Sandpoint and KAKN in Naknek, Alaska. We're going to run down our starters quickly for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 5, Johnson. Larson is number 15. Pangalinan is 34. Kuchenoff is 45. And 55, Madison Thompson. For the Bristol Bay Angels, we have a long list of players. The main... we're going to have 00, Brittany Monk. Riley Lyon is number 25. Hannah Moorcroft is 15. Jennifer Shyrock is number 23. Bailey Shoneman, 33. Isabella Babiak is number 10. And Promise Smith is number 30. Those are the names that are going to be called quite often this evening. The Shook Book, number 12, is going to be in there. Michaela Wilson as well, 11. Bede, Hill, McLean, and Thompson are our players for the Bristol Bay Angels. And if you happen to have a good internet service, you can see this game streamed live on the internet at bbbsd.net/live. We're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance. We'll turn up a little bit of crowd noise. The crowd is a little on the sparse for this time of the year. We would like to thank our sponsors for Angels basketball here on KAKN, Al Lewis Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Telephone, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Borough, Worldwide Fuel, Riverside Chapel and King Salmon, Bristol Bay Contractors, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Peninsula Automotive, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bear Trail Lodge, King Air, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball. Again, that URL for live coverage of the video is bbbsd.net/live. And as I was quick to say, I've had a lot of years of fumbling around, and as it has been seniors night, that is exactly who are starting this evening for the Bristol Bay Angels is the seniors. So Michaela McLean is up. She gets the tip. However, Sandpoint controls it. Pangalinan is out there and quickly to the right side and full man-to-man coverage by the Angels. However, quick to make the first 2 points is Pangalinan. My apologies. I had the coach pronounce it 20 minutes ago to me, but that's as far as it's gotten. Left side to Monk. Monk down into the left corner. Shyrock wing. Shoneman way out to the top. Around the horn to Monk. Monk off the front of the rim. And we have a tradition here at the Bristol Bay High. The crowd stands until the first two buckets are made. Points for the home team, and some games they've been standing 2 or 3 minutes into the game. However, this game, they get to sit down only after about 50 seconds. 2-2 is the score, and we have traveling on Sandpoint Eagles. Donovan brings it down through the circles. Make that Shyrock. Shoneman has it left side. Shoneman pointing where to put the players. Shyrock to Shoneman. On the right wing, back up to the top of the circle. Shyrock, Monk, back to Shyrock. I think they're going to play the left side now. Had a pick there set up by McLean. Donovan. Lob pass, Shyrock over to Monk. Monk goes down the lane, gets a shot off at the low post, and fouled by Madison Thompson. A 10th grader, according to the paper that I looked at. No. Madison Thompson. Oh, there she is. At the line is Brittany Monk. She puts the first one in. She doesn't have a lot of knee bending on that. It's all arm straight from the shoulder as that ball goes up. 3-2, 6:33, that is. Monk misses the second shot but gets her own rebound as the ball was off the back of the rim. Shyrock and Monk trade places. Shyrock to the top of the circle. Bailey Shoneman into the lane, off the glass, up and in. Something that you don't see Shoneman do. She come all the way from the right wing into the low post before she took that shot. Quickly down the court, Johnson. Johnson has it on the left wing. A lot of girls really close set up there, and the ball goes over the head as Kuchinoff tries to get it to Thompson. 5-2, 6:01. Elks Invitational Tournament here in Naknek. A lot of 1A teams. Cross-court pass to Monk. Monk on the right side, top to the Shyrock. Shoneman, high post, and it goes in. Shoneman doing a nice job inside and outside for the senior. Shyrock meets him at the center line to Thompson. He turns around, looks no good. Kuchinoff trying to get it into Thompson. Way out. We'll look at the spelling of that name a couple of more times before we even try to get it close. Monk going all the way to the other end. Not there, but Hill is there to put in the second attempt. So it is 9-2 in favor of the Angels. Angelinen is still butchering it, I'm sure. Shyrock down the right side. Second attempt by Shoneman. Third attempt by Shoneman is up and in. Shoneman, she's going after a season-high score for her this year. A lot of points that she makes is normally under the basket. Monk with an intercept can't get ahead of Johnson, and she tips it out. Danteza. I believe we will go with Danteza. Probably more people know her by Danteza, and I probably am butchering it a lot less than her last name, Danteza. Monk inbounding to McLean. She'll take a three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Shoneman. Attempt is off the mark. She gets a rebound. She's out on the left wing. Skyrock will bring it up between the circle. Short pass. Skyrock. Monk. Stepping on the three-point line. McLean does it, though. Ew, in and out. That one, she was robbed there. Hill gets the rebound, and she will go to the free throw line. You know, this isn't a bad start for the Bristol Bay Angels, especially with McLean and Hill in there. They are normally into the ball game when the Angels have a 10 to 15-point lead. Hill scores the free throw. She's got three. Substitution coming in. Number 21, Gardner, is in there for Sam Point now. Hill's got a 10-point lead working on it at 4-11, 12-2. Off the back, McLean with a shot, and it is blocked by Danteza. She's quickly down the left side. Gardner up top to Kuchinoff. She loses the handle, picks it up, lobs it to the right wing. Got it down to Danteza, and Danteza is going to be fouled as she was on the floor going for the bucket. But the foul is on Monk. Gardner, Wilson coming in as McLean sits down. Lob into Thompson. Thompson way out to Danteza. Danteza travels with the ball. 12-2, 3:44 here in the first quarter. A good set of tournaments being played here this year at the gymnasium in Naknek. Wilson with the shot. She's going to be going to the free throw line as she is stopped by Kuchenov. 12-2 at 3:37. Wilson is at the line for two. 14 fouls now for the Sandpoint Eagles, and Wilson gets the first one. Again, some of these players that are in there for the Angels normally come in after we have about a 10 to 12 point lead. However, that's exactly what we have is 12 points as Danteza bringing it down. Beams out the play. Mr. Bay Angels getting that man-to-man pressure. Danteza trying to get it down into Thompson. And Larson. And Larson and Monk met with head. And that hurts. It went out of bounds. Larson still holding her left forehead. But the ball is in play. Jump stop for Chirock. Ball is off. Danteza with a rebound. Larson still rubbing her left eyebrow. So she's certainly hurt. Kuchenov into the lane, left side with a shot. Nothing there. Rebound to the Angels. Chirock. Between the circles, bounce pass left. Donovan looked to take a shot. Chirock still has it. She's going to take it from the top of the circle. Rebound is all tied up. Hill was in there along with Kuchenov. So it is to the Bristol Bay Angels. McLean coming back in. Hill's going to sit down. Unknown what the records are for the Sandpoint Eagles. McLean with a shot from the right left corner, in and out. Wilson now with a shot from the right, still being shot up and around, but it will be white ball. Bristol Bay probably about 50%, but they've been coming on strong in the last couple of tournaments that they've had here in Naknek. Wilson with a left shot from the left side, low post. She'll go to the free throw line. Wilson is at 100%. No matter how well you play during the season, it's always best to be playing at the peak when you go to regionals and on to state tournaments. So that's exactly what these Bristol Bay Angels have been doing, surprisingly enough. Wilson misses the second one, gets the first one. McLean is there for the rebound, and she's got two. It's 17-2, 2:20 here in the first quarter. Danteza shuffling off to Gardner. It's on the right side, way too high for Bjornstad, over her head and out of bounds. Looked like Sandpoint was going to do some full-court pressure, but Bjornstad is slowly letting the Angels bring it up. I thought that was a traveling for sure, but Shahneman went through the defense, got a nice bounce pass from Chirock on the right side for two, and it's 19-2. Thompson dribbling to the left wing, bounce pass up to Kuchenov. Kuchenov trying to get it to the right side, and we've got McLean with swatting at the ball. Dead getting the arm. Hill is coming back in. Wilson is sitting down. Wilson has greatly improved over the years. I mean, for the season as we started the first of the year, very slow in getting off the block. However, she's come on and done some really good for the Angels. Hill stepped out of bounds as she was going for the rebound. She was definitely inside the boundaries, but when she finally got the ball, it was out of bounds. Rebound shot up there by Thompson. Rebound by Monk. McLean's under the basket. Can't hit the shot. Monk with the second attempt. She's got five. 21-2 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels over the Sandpoint Eagles. Gardner with a 12-foot shot. It's up off the glass. Gardner gives 4 points now for the Eagles. Tyrock right down the middle. Nothing there. Tipped out by Dantezza. And it will be Sandpoint ball. Bristol Bay is really trying to improve their fast break abilities late here in the season. They've succeeded to some point in the last couple of games, but something that they really haven't done well with in the beginning of the season. Hill gets attempt on the left low post, and referee calls blue. So these girls that are in there for Bristol Bay doing a fine job right now with fast breaks. Shahneman doing an excellent job with 8 points, getting some give and goes. Lob pass into Thompson. Tipped, controlled by Shahneman. Up court pass to Shyrock, right where it needed to be. However, Shyrock's shot didn't go. Shahneman's attempt is off the mark, but Monk goes in. 7 points for Brittany Monk. And it's 23-4 with 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Dantezza doesn't get a travel call. Shots off the glass. Ball is on the floor. Monk tips it up. She outraces Johnson. But as she stopped to pick it up, the ball just kept on going. And she let it go out of bounds. So Sandpoint Eagles have 11 seconds to get a shot off. Dantezza letting it go down to about five before she starts making a move. Johnson has it. Johnson's got three, and we can't get it into Larson to take the last second attempt there. For our viewing audience in Sandpoint and out of our listening area, if you've got friends or relatives that would like to watch this on the internet, they may go to this URL. Pause for 1 moment while people get a pencil. The URL is bbbsd.net/live, L-I-V-E, live. You can see your Sandpoint Eagles in action down in the town there or down in the lower 48, either place. You can see it on the internet, as we do have a communications department here at the School of Bristol Bay High doing the honors with one camera, a high school individual that has volunteered their time. So now the starters get the call for the Bristol Bay Angel. Dantezza has Smith on her, and that is basically the last person that you want to have as a defender is Promise Smith. She has some very quick feet. Been told that she's been in track this year as well and done very well. She's a senior, but this is her rookie season. Ball is down to the left-hand side. Low post shot by Thompson is off the mark. However, she will go to the line. We've got Bjornstad in there along with Johnson. Thompson's at the line. Dantez is in there as well. And Warson. Shot is up and good by Madison Thompson. It is 5-23. For the Angels, we have Morcroft, Smith, Lyon. The Shookbook is there along with Babiak. Second shot is off the mark, hit the front of the rim, off to the right side. Lyon quickly down. Morcroft lets Thompson go by and then puts it up and in. Morcroft with two. 23-5 was the end of the first quarter score. Santeza up between the circle. She just can't get that bounce pass to Larson with the defense really putting the angle poorly on that bounce pass. Santeza throws it basically out of bounds. The shook foot quickly up. Babiak right wing. Moorcroft goes to the baseline. 8-foot shot off the back of the board. Babiak puts up a set shot. 5 foot out. And she puts it in. The girls' shooting percentage, I would say, has been the best that it's been all season. Santeza Thompson gets the control of the tip, and Thompson's going to the free throw line. 27-5 early in the second quarter. The Bristol Bay Angels wouldn't really say have their full starting lineup out there. As Shyrock is on the bench. Thompson's shot off the back of the rim. We've got 80% of the starters out there. Babiak's been out for a little part of the season. Had her shoulder looked at by a specialist. And specialist says she's ready to go. Thompson on the miss. Babiak with the shot along the baseline. Thompson with the rebound. Outlet up to Johnson. Johnson back to Santeza. Santeza bringing it down, going down the left side of the lane, skips over the feet of an Angel, puts up a shot. We've got a tie-up between Santeza and the Shookbook. Wilson coming in. Riley Lyon just getting warmed up before she has to sit back down. Babiak with the point guard duties, left side to Moorcroft. Moorcroft has the ball tipped by Johnson, but Babiak controls it for the Angels. Up between the circles, bounce pass over to Nishukbuk, back to Babiak. He's trying to put it on the floor in a lot of traffic on that left side, and it will go to alternating possession to Sandpoint. Santeza bringing it down for the Eagles. She goes to the right side, shoots over Smith, and that is not your high-percentage shot right there, as Smith is one of the taller players on the Angel squad. Babiak shot didn't even, it was about a ball and a half short of hitting the rim. So it goes out, and Sandpoint regains possession. Santeza going to take a three! Up! Oh, I was going to say, thought it was going to be going off the glass, but white ball as Smith gets the rebound. A 1-5 foul on Larson, the junior. And this is going to make for a long ball game. Sandpoint Eagles have 17 fouls, and the Bristol Bay Angels have 5. So on both ends of the scale, this will be a long first half. Smith normally has a nice free throw shot. It has a little help from the rim before it goes in. That's Promise's first point of the ball game. 28-7 at 5:42. Second shot is also good for Smith. 5:40 here in the second quarter, 29-7. Santeza again has Smith on her. Smith has got some long legs, and she's got some long arms, too. So when she's up there guarding you, those long arms and legs will catch up to you really fast. Ball is trying to get it up to Larson, but it is mishandled. Bristol Bay comes up with it. The Shookbook to Babiak. 18-foot shot, not there. Wilson tries to get it from the corner. And we have a substitution coming in. Is Chenoff coming back in where Larson sits down? Bjornstad into Santeza. Santeza slowly bringing it across the line. Santeza has about 6 feet between her and Promise Smith. Babiak's on Santeza now. Man-to-man defense. Lob over to Bjornstad is picked off by Wilson. Wilson, he's going to take a 2.5 point shot. Babiak with the rebound. Ooh, that one went in and out. Smith with the third attempt, and she can't make it either. So good opportunities there by the Angels. With just a little bit more effort, might have gone in. Dantezza going around Smith, had lost control of the ball. Moorcroft with the rebound. Moorcroft finally puts it in high gear. Babiak, right side, wing to Moorcroft. 12-foot shot off the front of the rim. She gets her own rebound. You're going to look at a three? No. Shookbook has it at the top of the line. Goes in. 8-foot jumper is off the back. Ball is ball player Johnson is fouled by Smith. And so that should be a 1-1. However, we have a full timeout by the coach from Sandpoint. You're listening to live coverage of the Elks Invitational Tournament here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium in Naknek, Alaska. Live coverage on KSDP Sandpoint, as well as KAKN in Naknek. The score is 29-7 at 3:52 here in the second quarter. The seniors for the Bristol Bay Angels started the game. They played a good portion of the first quarter. The starters that he had out there played a good portion of the first quarter, and they got out to a 23-5 lead at the end of that first quarter. So the seniors did a very good job. The Shookbook is out on the court along with Babiak. Thompson is out there. Bede is there. And Wilson round out the five for the Bristol Bay Angels. Bjornstad, Dantezza is on the court. Johnson for the Eagles. Chenoff and Thompson. Dantezza going to her left. Jump stop shot in and out. Rebound Thompson. Thompson shuffles it off to Wilson. Wilson picks up the dribble. The Shookbook bringing it across the line. Right up the middle to the left. Takes a look at the basket. Just enough time for Dantezza to tie her up. Alternating possession to the Angels. Fortunately for the Shookbook, she got tied up because she was amongst the crowd there. The Shookbook with an 8-foot jumper from the right side, not there. Wilson's attempt was a little off the mark, I should say. She didn't hesitate, but she wasn't lined up very well with the bucket at all. Dantezza goes to the left. She dribbles a little bit better with her right hand, even though she's trying very hard. Kuchenov has the Shookbook on her. The shot is hard off the glass. Wilson with the rebound. She goes down the left side. Wilson into the lane. Stop. Jump stop right into Kuchenov, who thought she might have been going up for the layup. However, Wilson will be going to the line. 29-7 at the 3-minute mark here in the second quarter. Wilson doing well from the free throw line. The first three she put up went in. However, the last couple have not fared so well. She's got three, all from the field. 3-minute mark off the right side. Dantezza with an easy rebound. Bringing it down the left side. Decides to go to the right side. Bjornstad is there. Gives it to Kuchenov in the right corner. And the Shookbook gets the personal foul assessed to her. Not knowing the coach's strategy, I mentioned at the beginning of the game that you wouldn't be hearing a lot of the substitute's name very quickly in the game. However, I sit corrected. Kuchenov's first one from the free throw line is good, and it's 8-29. 17 fouls for the Angels, 8 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Live coverage coming your way, and Kuchenov's second one goes off the glass and in. 29-29. to 9. The Shook Puck right into the lane. Off, trying to get it to the right. Dantezza with an intercept. He's going to slow it down. She got to pick up her ball. Kuchenov with a shot just inside the three-point line. Wilson with the rebound. Coming down with it. Slows it up. The Shook Puck going to the top of the circle. Bede with a set shot off the back of the rim. Babiak can't put it up. And it was tipped out from the back without a foul. So some good D there by the Eagles. The Shook Puck inbounding it. Looking for that cutter into the lane. Wilson with a long three. Not there. Rebound by Dantezza. He's got that right hand. She likes to go to the left, which is kind of an awkward situation for her. Bjornstad on the right side, trying to get it into Thompson. And Thompson will go to the free throw line as Wilson has the foul assessed to her. Bristol Bay Angels been playing some fine ball. They went up against a very tough Manicotic team yesterday. It was within a three-point spread for three-and-a-half quarters. That fourth quarter, though, made the difference for the Angels. Won by about 12 points last night, but Manicotic has always brought a tough team. Thompson's first shot did not go. Rebound to the Angels, and we've got a hockey substitution. The whole team comes back, a different team for the Angels. Dyrock wanting to go left, but it is kicked and stopped by Johnson, so it will be Bristol Bay ball. We've got Monk, Dyrock, Donovan, Hill out there, along with McLean. Dyrock, he goes up. He's going to stop at that free throw line no matter what. Monk gets the give and go, and Monk is on fire tonight for the Angels. She's got 9. That one went off the glass. Surprisingly, again, like I say, you want to peak at the end of the season before you go into regional tournament play, and that's exactly what Brittany Monk has been doing this evening with those 9 points. A turnover by the Eagles, and we've got the Angels playing offense once again. Shoneman dribbles up, left side to Chirot, Chirot to Shoneman. Shoneman gets a pick, jump stops about 8 foot out. Monk does a back door around Kuchenov, and Monk's got 11. Might be her high season game coming right up, and we've got 50 seconds left here in the first half. Stop by Kuchenov was way off the mark. Bristol Bay finally gets the rebound. Chirock's got 40 seconds. She brings it down fast. Running layup shot, kind of a fair, and Bjornstad with the rebound for the Eagles, and it is tipped out. 33-9 at 29.1 seconds, and Dantezza bringing it down. Looks at the coach. Coach slaps his knee, says to pick it up a little bit. Dantezza shuffles it over. Thompson going to put up a 15-footer from the left side. Thompson a little disgusted with herself there. Doesn't even attempt to go in for the offensive rebound. Dantezza is pushed as she gets the inbounds in the corner. So the Angels have got 9 team fouls now. Very aggressive defensive play. Dantezza stretches out her arm, looks over the line of her arm to see if she's in line with the bucket, and I'm sure she is. Dantezza from the line, first shot's off the mark, rebound by Johnneman. Hill up to Chirot. Chirot puts it in high gear down the left side. She's going to go up on the left side with her right hand, and it is blocked by Dantezza. So with 4.8 seconds, Chirock is going to go to the line. Dantezza's second personal foul. Dantezza doing a fabulous job for the Sandpoint Eagles. Chirock's first attempt for a freshman in high school. He's got he has to lead this team from 10 points. 34-9 with 4.8 seconds left. Bayrock jumper from the free throw line is good as well. She's got two. Dantezza has got 2 seconds. She's going to put up a three. Oh, hit the heel of the back, the rim there. And that's the end of our first half of play. 35-9 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. And before we get to our scoring highlights, we would like to thank our sponsors for Angels basketball here. Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, King Air, Bristol Bay Telephone, Bear Trail Lodge, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Cellular, CNC Heating, the Bristol Bay Borough, Peninsula Automotive, Worldwide Fuel, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Bristol Bay Contractors, Riverside Chapel, and King Salmon, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball. Highlights for the Sandpoint Eagles. The freshman Dantezza has 4 points, one from Madison Thompson, 2 points from Kuchenoff, and 2 points from Gardner round out the 9 points that the Sandpoint Eagles have. Bristol Bay Angels led in scoring by Brittany Monk with 11 points, two from Hannah Moorcroft. Jennifer Shyrock has 2 points. Michaela Wilson with three, eight from Bailey Shoneman, two from Babiak, two from Smith, three from Hill, and two from McLean. As I said earlier, it's hard to read the coach's mind, but the coach from Bristol Bay put in a lot of the seniors to start the game. They came out with 23 fancy points and gave the Angels a nice lead. The starters came out in the second quarter and scored another 12 points. Both teams, probably Bristol Bay has a much rounded out team than Sandpoint, you know, just looking at them. It's either that or the air ride up here really has thrown Sandpoint off. However, they are giving it their best, especially when they are led by the freshman Dantezza. Our halftime score is 35-9. We've got 8 minutes on the clock, and we'll be back in 6 minutes. You're listening to live coverage of the Elks Invitational Tournament in Naknek. 6 minute break. The Bristol Bay Angels with a very commanding lead, a very commanding presence on the floor throughout the whole game. Led in scoring is Brittany Monk with 11 points, Bailey Shoneman with eight. The Bristol Bay Angels finally getting on track, if you're an Angel fan, with that zone 2-1-2 zone defense. They will bring that guard from the point guard, bring her down to the top of the circle, suck both of the guard positions on defense up to her. The wings break in, and the point guard then shuffles it off to either one, cutting to the basket. Monk has done that a half a dozen times. Shoneman's done it 4 or 5 times. This is something that is a new play in Bristol Bay's playbook, and it has worked well for them this game. Both teams are back out on the court. They're ready to play ball. Dantezza inbounding for the Sandpoint Eagles. Live coverage on KSDP Sandpoint and KAKN as well. Dantezza had to throw that one way high, right over Johnson's outreached arms, and so Bristol Bay easily gets a turnover right off the top. Monk, right wing, bounce pass just about intercepted there by Dantezza. Donovan picks up the pass to the right side. Monk with a 16-foot shot off the front, gets her own rebound. Second attempt is there. Hill is in there for an attempt, but Shoneman gets the one that goes through. Shoneman's got 10 points. on the game. She's really shown her presence as well here in this tournament. Donovan kicks it out of bounds as Danteza trying to get it down to the low post. Looking for inbounds, she gets it to Thompson. Thompson dribbles around the top of the key, stops right to Shahneman's hand, and she was trying to get the bounce pass to Bjornstad, and Shahneman up on the left side for a very uncontested layup. For the soft ball passes, bouncing off the floor. Danteza right up the middle. He tips on the rebound. Shahneman with the full court dribble up and in from the left side. Shahneman's got 14 points. Shahneman doing a very fine job this half of the season, especially the last three games. He's really shown improvement with the left-handed layups, especially this game, and just her all-around defense in the remainder of this tournament. Danteza with a three-point attempt is off the mark. Rebound by Hill. McLean gets the outlet. Hill picks up the loose ball. Tyrock quickly down the left side. Monk stepping on the three-point line. In. Only a two, though, as it's about the best time to start putting in a lot of points. Monk has certainly had open shots, but hasn't had the wide open shots. They've been contested to some point. Right side there by Johnson pulls up the dribble. Thompson's at the top of the key. He gets a pick, looking for a back door. She had Bjornstad wide open on the back door, but was unable to get her the ball. 43-9, 5:41 here in the third quarter. Bjornstad is up there. Full court pressure. Shahneman gets the ball into Shyrock. Jenny certainly is a fast young lady. Shahneman shots off the mark after her own rebound, but the ball is shuffled around, finally given to Danteza. She's quickly down. Bounce pass, trying to over to get to Bjornstad, but Shahneman is there. Up, ooh. Bjorn make that Danteza. Puts Donovan down, as you can hear the crowd ooh. Danteza caught up with Donovan there. Donovan will go to the line shooting two. Danteza, when she is passing to the wing, really has been telegraphing the passes tremendously, and Donovan has been there to intercept the pass the last couple of times down the court. 15 points for Shahneman as the first one goes in. Substitute is on the floor. Larson, I believe, is back in there. 44-9 at 5:18. Shahneman's second attempt. Got a nice bit of rotation on it. And Shahneman's got 16 points. Definitely a high-scoring game for Shahneman at the end of this tournament. Danteza with a 18-foot shot. Monk with the rebound, tied up there by Larson. It will be Bristol Bay ball. Wilson is in the game for the Angel. He goes to the right, comes back over to the left, spins, throws to the right wing to Monk, back up to Wilson, across the court left to Donovan, back up to Wilson. Wilson with a three. It's the front of the rim at the free throw line as McLean gave her the ball. Her second attempt is not there. It will be white ball off of someone's foot before it even hit the floor. Monk inbounding to Wilson and make that McLean in the left corner. One with a push. One. McLean with a push. Two personal fouls, one on each team now in the way of team fouls. Ball is back in play. Johnson gives it up to Santeza, left side. Johnson with a long shot. Long two. Shahneman with the rebound. She wisely held it up. McLean with a 15-foot shot off the board. Wilson with an attempt. Santeza is on the floor trying to get it. Hill picks up the shot. Ballin throws the ball over the backboard trying to put it up. So it will be standpoint ball. Santeza, freshman of the squad, brings it down. She's got a lot on her shoulders. Moving this team forward. Coach puts a lot as, again, trying that bounce pass just is not there to Kuchenov. On the court, we have Danteza, Kuchenov, Larson is out there, Thompson, and Johnson. Ball is tipped out as Kuchenov. Tomato, tomato. 45-9. I got that right. At 3:58 here in the third quarter. Danteza in the same place over there on the far side by the coach's bench. Johnson with the ball, picks it up. Kuchenov with a 10-foot shot. Travels her feet as she sets to put the ball up. Wilson bringing it down the left side, goes to the right. Stumbles over her feet, picks the ball up, gives it to Monk. Wilson has the ball again. A push on White. Kayla McLean, she's doing a lot of pushing away from the ball. She's situated down underneath the basket, and the ball was way out near the top between the circles. Danteza down the left side, and she got way too much arm behind that one as it went over the top of the board. Lob pass into Wilson over Johnson, who was out there giving full court pressure, and it was Johnson and no one else with that full court pressure. Monk, Wilson, right wing, puts up a shot, stepping on the three-point line for a two. Wilson's got five. And the coach from Sandpoint wants a timeout. 47-9 with 3:11 here in this third quarter. 35-9 was the halftime score. So the Angels have gone on a 12-0 run against the Sandpoint Eagles. Looking at the information sheet, there are three juniors, three sophomores, one freshman, and a senior on the squad from the Sandpoint Eagles. And the squad is led by Danteza, a freshman, and she's got a lot of experience under her belt already, I'm sure, and she's going to have a good basketball career if she stays in Sandpoint, because that experience that she'll be getting will be there as the years go by. Very hard for a lot of schools in the state of Alaska to recruit enough players for a ball team, especially when you're way out on the fringe of the state. Just getting five gals can be extremely hard. We got a push on Thompson as Johnneman went up for the rebound. Thompson kind of wondering exactly how she fouled her, but Johnneman nonetheless inbounding it to Wilson. We've got Johnson and Danteza up there doing some very good defensive duties. Ball was on the wing trying to get it to McLean on the low post, but she cut out into the far corner, and the ball went in the wrong direction, and it will be a turnover to Sandpoint. Danteza quickly down into the middle, puts up a shot. Thompson with the rebound, Her shot's off the mark. Wilson with the rebound. She'll do the outlet. It's 3-on-2, but Wilson keeps it from going out of bounds as it dribbled off of her foot about 4 feet from the basket. She was trying to stop and just lost control of it. Dantezza almost doing the same thing, and Dantezza, again with that freshman presence, abounding, she was stopped. She was about 4 feet from the baseline, but she threw it off of Wilson's foot just to keep from... ooh, and a nice shot there as Kuchenov got the inbound pass. She put it up on that right side for about 12, 13 feet out. Hit nothing but net. A little bit of presence there for her, hopefully. She'll get her everything back in order. And he'll put up a shot there. We rebounded, and we've got a blocking foul on Shahneman as Kuchenov went to the right. Bailey Shahneman trying to keep up with her and was unable. And with that said, we have a technical foul on pushing off extremely hard. Kuchenov, who just made that nice bucket, has a technical assessed to her. I didn't exactly see it from start to finish. However, the referee, with his presence on the court, is the final answer. 47-11 is the score right now, and Bailey Shahneman with 16 points is at the line. Again, nice rotation. And she's got 17 points. Any other game, I would have thought somebody else might have been up there shooting the free throws. But Shahneman makes one of two. 17 points. 48-11 with 1:44 in the third quarter. Substitutions coming in. Kuchenov sitting down. Bjornstad into the game, along with Johnson, Dantezza, Larson, and Thompson. And again, that 2-1-2 zone defense. You pull the zone out, and Shahneman has gone in from the left side. Hill with the second attempt, and it will be white ball. Shahneman, Hill, Wilson, Chirock is in there again for the Angels, and McLean. That point right into the hands of Bjornstad, up to Dantezza. Dantezza putting the afterburners on, low post on the right side, puts up a shot. Thompson with the second attempt is not there. Thompson will be going to the line. 48-11, 1:20 left here in the third. Chirock, Donovan, Hill, and Wilson on the line. McLean over there talking to a very joyful coach from Bristol Bay. Thompson's first shot is good. He's got two. Thompson is in there along with Larson, Johnson, Dantezza, and Bjornstad. Second shot by Thompson. Nothing but net as it goes through over the rim. Nice presence there at the free throw line by Thompson, and she's all smiles as she sits back on defense. Chirock out between in the center circle, waiting for some defense to come up. Johnson does the honors. He goes into the lane. Hill trying to get it to Shahneman on the low post, left side. Tipped out of bounds by Larson, I believe it is. Oh, it was Dantezza with a quick hand. Dantezza does the point guard duty. McLean with the inbound, left wing with a three on the way. Thompson the rebound. Dantezza clears it. Dantezza bringing it down the right side, slows it up, comes to a stop, goes to the left side. Dantezza left high post, puts a shot up off the rim, and a Shahneman with a rebound. She got a lot of people up in front of her. Wilson is there to tap it out of bounds, trying to save it. It was Wilson and Chirock there on offense. 37-point second. Third quarter, 48-13 in favor of the Bristol Bay Angels. Dan Tesum has man-to-man defense, and that's something that Bristol Bay has really been playing hard this year is their man-to-man defense. Johnson's shot is off the mark, rebounded by Chirock. Chirock's going to go up against Danteza. Danteza had her arms down, but Danteza, keeping her away from the basket, is called with a body foul. 15 seconds, 13-48, and Danteza has four personal fouls, and we've got a whole fourth quarter left to go. Little jump shot from Chirock at the line, and Jennifer's got three. Two in the first half, one in this third quarter. Right there, live and in color. Stereo sound, FM. Second shot, Chirock hits it as well, so she's got four. Johnson will bring it down. Danteza down the middle now. Whoa, she keeps it from going forth and back, but she tipped it out of bounds. So her dribbling ability will be polished come next year a little bit better. McLean gets a wide cross-the-court pass. Chirock puts up a running jumper, no good. Hill with a rebound up and in at the buzzer. Hill's got 5 points. And at the end of the third quarter, it is 52-13, and we probably will have the 40-point rule go into effect shortly as the fourth quarter starts. 5 points for the Sandpoint Eagles in the first quarter, four more in the second quarter, and another four more in the third quarter doesn't bid well for the Sandpoint Eagles. So that 40-point rule probably will come into effect shortly after. And again, the coach from Bristol Bay putting in a lot of the second squad, third squad even, for a short period of time in that first half. And I'm sure a lot of those ladies will be coming in during the fourth quarter as well. However, we got to give the starters, a good portion of the starters, a little bit of work too. As this will be the last home game of the season, to my understanding. We've got Lyon, Smith is out there, Babiak, Moorcroft is on the floor, along with the Shookbook. Referee's talking with the bench, makes it the score table. One referee says to the other, let's play ball. So, Johnson, make that Bjornstad, will inbound it, and is tipped and controlled by Bristol Bay. Oh, Smith almost traveled with the ball. Moorcroft will take a long shot from the right wing. Babiak couldn't get the rebound up. The Shookbook on the left side. Lyon, round one defender, puts up a 10-foot shot from the left side. So Riley Lyon with her first 2 points of the game. Danteza quickly to Johnson. Johnson into Thompson. Left low, right low post with a shot, not there. Rebound is taken out of Larson's hands, and the Shookbook has it. Bounce pass to Moorcroft, back to the Shookbook. Let's advance. Moorcroft cutting to the basket, got a pass from Smith, but Danteza is there. That is one of Danteza's plays in her arsenal, is that when she's been down there close to the end line, it's going to go off of a Bristol Bay Angel foot, and that's exactly what happened. Danteza on the right side. Danteza trying to get it down to Thompson, but it is tied up between Lyon and Bjornstad. So alternating possession will go to the Bristol Bay Angels. 54-13, 6:33, and the clock is running. Bjornstad inbounding for the Eagles. Bounce pass over to Danteza. Danteza tries to put up a shot, and Smith is there to stop the shot. And the clock still runs as Danteza goes to the line. 54-13, and we've got a couple of Bristol Bay Angels coming into the game. Dantezza tries to use a little bit of the glass, but to no avail. Dantezza has 4 points on the game. Lyon sits down and Smith sits down. Into the game, we've got Thompson and Bede for the Angels. On the floor for the Sandpoint Eagles, we got Dantezza at the line. Bjornstad, Johnson, touched by Dantezza, is off. Thompson with the rebound. Thompson and Larson in there for the Eagles as well. Bounce pass over to Bede from the Shookbook. Back to Bede from the Shookbook. Bede got no one to throw it to, so she takes a 15-foot shot. The Shookbook doesn't go either, but Angels got the rebound, trying to get it, that bounce pass up to Smith, and it just doesn't want to work well for the Shookbook. Dantezza favors the right side, way out near the center line. Smith with the long arms, bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson going up against Bede. Stops, puts up a shot, a little short. Bede with the rebound. Outlet to Nishukpuk. Nishukpuk going to up court it to Babiak. Babiak went all the way to the rim with it. She had a wide open Smith. Bede with a 10-foot shot from the right side. Gets in the books. 439, 56-13. Sandpoint bringing it down. Johnson gives Dantezza a pick. Dantezza's on the left wing, trying to get into the middle. Ball is tipped, controlled by Smith with those long arms. Smith down the right side, can't get it to go. Rebound by Bjornstad. Johnson controls it now as she comes down to help. Johnson clears it out. Dantezza, left side, putting up a 3-plus-4-foot shot, and it goes out of bounds. She was 4 feet past that line. Coach is just letting his players play the game of basketball. Dantezza looking at the coach for some moral support. However, comes down to play ball. Bede, 12-foot shot, and she hits another one from that right side. She just got a nice set shot. She got a foot and a half clearance, and she's going to put that shot up. Dantezza stopping between the circles, trying to advance it. Thompson looking in to Larson. Larson on the right low post, up off the glass, nothing there. Rebound by Wilson. She's going to clear it down that left side, stops there. Dantezza does not want to do that very often because Wilson is a much bigger gal than Dantezza is, and Dantezza had her arms. She had her feet on the sideline, and Wilson was not getting by. However, Wilson came to a quick stop before she met with Dantezza. So after a couple of passes out of bounds, it went off of the Angels. And so Sandpoint regains it at 2:50 here in the fourth, 58-13. Dantezza, Thompson. Thompson's got a little bit of room. He's got a little bit of a pick. She puts up a shot, 4 foot out from the right side, and Thompson's got 5 points. 58-15. Wilson bringing it down. Started left, went to the right. Babiak. Bounce pass to Bede. Back to Babiak. Up top to Wilson. Left side to Nishukpuk. Shots in and out off the glass. Thompson with a shot. Blocked by Thompson. Tia Thompson with that shot. Madison Thompson with the block. And it will be Eagles ball. 2:10 here in the fourth. Dantezza. Bringing it down, favors the left side. She picks it up. Wilson comes up with a body block. 2 minutes and counting. Down, 58-15. 18 fouls by the Bristol Bay Angels. You know, that's a really unusual phenomenon to happen. Bristol Bay much in the lead by at least 40, 43 to be exact, and they're still fouling. Wilson with the rebound as Dantezza's shot was off the mark. Wilson way too high for Babiak. Wilson needed to be throwing that ball 20 foot further along than what she was. 20 feet behind her, I should say. Man-to-man defense. Thompson, top right post, goes to the low post. Going to put up a shot over Bede. Smooth shot over Bede. Bede was in her face, but Thompson's shot was good enough to go in. A minute five, 58-17. Wilson, top of the circle, looks at a three. The shook puck left side. Wilson over to Babiak. Babiak dribbling in between the defense. Nothing there. The shook puck with the cover. Up to Wilson. Wilson with a long two off the back of the rim. Thompson with the rebound. Thompson's going to dribble it out. Gives it to Danteza. He's got 35 seconds to finish out the game. 58-17. Larson wide open. Takes a shot. The shook puck was there. The shook puck taps it out. 25 seconds is counting in the game. It will be blue ball. Danteza holding it up. Referee gives her the ball. 15 seconds and counting. Ball is up to Johnson. Johnson trying to get it to Thompson. It will go out of bounds, and I'm sure that will probably be the last play of the game as the clock continues to run. Before they get it in, they'll take a shot. No, they won't. Final score, 58-17. We would like to thank our sponsors for giving us the opportunity to cover Angels basketball along with Standpoint basketball, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Telephone, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, Bristol Bay Borough, Worldwide Fuel, Riverside Chapel, Bristol Bay Contractors, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Peninsula Automotive, CNC Heating, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bear Trail Lodge, King Air, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball here on KAKN. Scoring highlights for the Sandpoint Eagle. They were led by Madison Thompson with 7 points, 4 points from Elena Kuchenov, the lone senior on the team. Danteza with 4 points, 2 from Chloe Gardner. That was the scoring of 17 points by the Sandpoint Eagles. For the Bristol Bay Angels, high scorer, Bailey Shoneman. I should give her the score sheet. She might want to frame it to know that she had 17 points. I don't think I've ever seen Bailey Shoneman from freshman, sophomore, junior, and her senior year ever score 17 points. So this has been a career game for her. Brittany Monk with 13 points. Riley Lyon with 2. Hannah Moorcroft with 2. Jennifer Shyrock with 4 points. 5 points from Michaela Wilson. Isabella Babiak with 2. Thomas Smith had 2. Bede with 4. Hill with 5. McLean with 2. And Thompson was in there playing basketball with no points. Again, our final score, 58 for the Bristol Bay Angels, 17 for the Sandpoint Eagles.